Hi, I'm Nicole Schumann, the Community Food Systems Agent in Prince Edward County and the coordinator for the Heart of Virginia Buy Fresh, Buy Local chapter, which represents farms and food businesses from 11 counties, including Amelia, Appomattox, Buckingham, Brunswick, Charlotte, Cumberland, Halifax, Lunenburg, Mecklenburg, Nottoway, and of course Prince Edward. And I am here today with one of our Buy Fresh, Buy Local members, Lindsay Constable.
Hi. Hi, how you doing? I'm Lindsay Constable, my husband Brad Constable, and I own Crumptown Farm in southern Buckingham County, and we are an all-natural, chemical-free farm that strives to bring a very high-quality produce to our customers.
Great. And can you tell me a little bit more about how you got involved in farming, how you started Crumptown Farm?
Yeah, we were just very serious gardeners, learned a lot from books, and then we moved into managing a farm for 4 years here in Buckingham County, and then that led to us, through the Beginning Farmer Program at the USDA, FSA, buying this place and starting it about 7 years ago.
Nice. And so we got a chance to kind of like walk around and look at your different growing practices, and one that really stood out to me was your use of cover crops. So I was hoping that for anyone listening who doesn't know what a cover crop is, you could explain what it is, why you use it.
We use cover crops. Cover crops can have several different functions. If you want to increase the biological life of an area, the biological diversity, if you just want to hold the soil in place in bad weather, we use cover crops mostly to increase our organic matter content in the soil, which can help reduce erosion, and it increases the quality and health of the plants you are trying to grow. And the main cover crops we use are cereal rye, we'll use oats occasionally, we use red clover. In the summer, cover crops are nice because they help to keep the soil cool and reduce erosion during big thunderstorms. And we'll use a lot of iron and clay cowpeas as a cover crop, and we'll also use buckwheat as a cover crop, which the bees love as well, so it helps the bee population as well.
Nice. And what do you have for humans to eat right now? What's growing? What's in season?
Right now we have kale, lettuce, we'll have salad mix, head lettuce. What else? I'm trying to remember what else. And right now in the high tunnels, we're growing for some early tomatoes. We have in the greenhouse ready to go out some peppers soon. We also have beets coming up soon. All kinds of, basically all vegetables, except we don't grow corn. The asparagus is just starting to come up, and so we will have some asparagus soon as well.
Nice. So if people were interested in buying your stuff, how could they get a hold of it?
Well, the good way is contacting us through Facebook or giving us a call. But we sell a lot in Richmond at the farmer's market at St. Stephen's. Mm-hmm. We sell to Elwood Thompson's in Richmond as well, a natural food store. And we also have our CSA, which is Community Supported Agriculture. And that's a subscription program where you can send in a payment, and then for 25 weeks, you get a bag, a mini, small, or large bag of vegetables. And we drop off in Farmville at the YMCA and at Natural Fuel on Wednesdays. So if you're interested in our CSA program, that's the best way in this area to be a part of our CSA to get a hold of some of our produce. And we have a CSA in Richmond as well.
Okay, very cool. So if people wanted to get in touch with you, could you give them the your contact information?
Oh, yeah. It's crumptownfarm@gmail.com. Or we're on Facebook as well. Or you can give us a call at 434-574-2227.
Awesome. So thank you all. I'm Nicole Schumann, and this has been our Buy Fresh, Buy Local spot of the week. If you are interested in Buy Fresh, Buy Local, in joining either as a member or sponsoring us, you can reach me at 434-392-4246 or nks@vt.edu. And I just want to thank our sponsors, WFLO, of course, for letting us air this, but also Farm Credit, Benchmark Community Bank, and the Farm Bureau of Prince Edward County and the Bank of Charlotte County for their support. Thanks.